In this gospel snippet, I want to say a few words on 2 Chronicles chapter 30 and verse 10. Now, I know the episode it deals with took place a long, long time ago in Judah, in the days of King Hezekiah. But something happened there that is relevant today. Let me explain. Hezekiah was a godly king. He was one of that rare breed, one of the godly kings of Judah. And he had reinstated the temple, and he was calling a tremendous celebration of the Passover. And he did something remarkable. By this time, the nation of Israel, the kingdom of Israel, was divided into two, Israel in the north and Judah in the south. And Hezekiah is in Jerusalem, in the south. He's the king of Judah. But in a gracious gesture, he sends invitations to the north, and he invites them back to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover. Now, he sent messengers out with this invitation, and they traveled very far into the north, Ephraim, Manasseh, Asher, Zebulun, with this invitation. Now some came. They swallowed their pride, and they came south to Jerusalem, and they celebrated the Passover. But it's recorded in 2 Chronicles chapter 30 and verse 10, not everybody. In fact, the majority did something very different. They scorned the messengers. They ridiculed the invitation. They turned their backs upon it. They would have nothing to do with it. They laughed at it. They just brushed it aside. It was not for them. They were not going to respond. Now, I speak in the days of the gospel, the new covenant. And I speak as a preacher of the Lord Jesus Christ, the gospel. And I am commissioned by the Lord Jesus Christ to issue the invitation to all and sundry, the invitation to come to God through Jesus Christ, to trust in his precious blood, to rely upon his righteousness, to repent and turn and call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and God promises everlasting salvation. He warns that if men and women refuse this invitation, they will perish. The only way to be saved from sin is by trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I have been preaching for a great many years now, and here I am again in this gospel snippet. But my experience is that most people are just completely uninterested in this invitation. They brush it aside. They push it away. They even ridicule. They scorn. They mock. They laugh. They will have nothing to do with it. They're just apathetic and indifferent. Is that you, my friend? Is that you? Oh, I appeal to you. I appeal to you, do not do it. Now, Hezekiah sent out the invitation to the north, and many refused. Now, I have a much better invitation. I live in a much better day. I'm offering you everlasting salvation, not in my own name, but in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I appeal to you, come and trust him. Turn away from your own efforts and your own ways of salvation, and call upon the name of the Lord Jesus, resting in his finished work, and you will be everlastingly saved. If you refuse, you will perish. If you brush it aside and do not come, you will perish. Oh, I appeal to you, do not take that route. Learn from the days of Hezekiah. Learn from the folly of those in the north who refuse the invitation. Do not refuse this invitation. The Lord Jesus Christ offers you his own salvation, his own precious blood and righteousness to wash, cleanse, and clothe you. See that you refuse not him who speaks, but call upon Christ now. Oh, I appeal to you, however many times you have refused before, do not refuse again. I plead with you. I plead now. Come to the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved.